We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. As we continue on, and joining us now, University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer. In transit, Hurricanes will be playing the Clemson Tigers. And so another big game coming up. It seems like they're coming at you fast and furious now with all kinds of changes. What is the mindset of your team right now, Coach?
Right now, we're just counting the numbers and figuring out which opponent we're playing. So we know we're on our way to Clemson, so that's good. And we're focused on that game plan as much as we can be. I mean, we're really ready to go for this one.
You're coming off a game against North Carolina State. Another close game against another highly ranked opponent. A game you were supposed to play 2 weeks from now, but got moved around. At any rate, another hard-fought game.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, I think that's what our third top-five opponent on the season so far. And, you know, probably a couple more games against top-five as well. So that's what we signed up for. I think we're playing. It's been our best basketball games, you know, when we really raise the level of the opponent, we really raise our level. We had a full roster for the first time, and it was great to have, like, Destiny Harden back. I thought she was phenomenal. Ikea Gray played really important, like, veteran minutes when we were on, like, we were answering runs, and she got us at a free throw line and hit big shots for us. So it was nice. It felt like a real ACC game without any distractions, but it was really, really difficult for the staff because it was just for the second year in a row. We were supposed to play Louisville, and we found out the day before that we're playing NC State instead. NC State instead. And so credit to my staff. We turned it around real quick and really got the kids organized and focused.
Well, I'll say this, considering that North Carolina State is a top five team, to get a quick turnaround call is kind of puts you in boxes you right into a corner. At any rate, one of the signs I always think of great effort is rebounding, and not many teams have out-rebounded North Carolina State this year, and your team is one of them.
You there?
Yeah, I was mentioning that your team was one that out-rebounded North Carolina State, and that's just an indication of the great effort.
Yeah, and they're a phenomenal three-point shooting team, best percentage in the conference, just ridiculous three-point shooters all over the court, and we actually made more threes than they did, too. So you wouldn't have believed it going into the matchup if you looked at it on paper. But like I said, it was the first time all year that we had our roster, you know, and it made a big difference. I mean, we're a really good team when we're all together. So we're working on it. We're getting there. I mean, Destiny played her second game of the year, and really was ridiculously good. And Kelsey Marshall continues to carry this team.
She became the all-time three-point leader at the University of Miami. How about that?
Oh, it was so great. In fact, when she caught the ball, if you could hear me say record, like, I know her. I've seen so many of those makes that as soon as she caught it, I yell out record in the game. I just knew it was going to be the shot, and it was early, and she needed to get that bear off her back, and she did. And beautiful shot, just a really high level three-point shot. So happy for her. She's just a true hurricane, and she's just been a joy to coach.
As you mentioned, hopefully there'll be some consistency to the schedule coming up, but you're about ready to embark on five games in 11 days. So this is a big challenge, a really tough time of the year.
Yeah, we do that twice with the remaining schedule. So I mean, everybody else has played five or seven games. We only personally had to pause for one game. But then the bye, the ACC gave us a bye in the opening weekend. So we don't have any buys left. And then our opponents had to pause. And so now we're playing on three Tuesdays, and that's difficult. So it's a Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday type situation where, you know, everybody was doing it last year. So it seemed a little bit more reasonable, but now it's just a couple teams are doing it, and we happen to be the one. So the players will be happy. There'll be less practices and more games, but it's going to be pretty hard on the staff, I think.
Clemson wants to be a physical, disruptive team, but they're on a five-game losing streak. So are you anticipating a very dialed-in Clemson team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they had, you know, I have a ton of respect for their coach. We worked together before. There was no gamesmanship. They had a depleted roster when they showed up and tied up their shoes and competed. Just like, you know, we did last year when we had some players out. So Clemson hasn't had a full go since conference started. So that record is incredibly deceiving. And I mean, like, three starters had been out and they still showed up and played. So this is the game. They've had some time now. They ought to be through it, and they will be full force. And, you know, full force, they're ridiculously talented. So we might be catching them at a bad time. We might be catching them at a good time. But, I mean, that's how this season's going to play out. You show up to the game, you peek out on the floor, and you say, well, who they have suited up, and you figure it out.
We talk about this all the time, and the kind of broaden or widen the net on the show here. The ACC has six teams ranked in the top 25, the only conference with six, and eight teams that are ranked in the top 50 in the net. So, again, the ACC, one of the premier conferences in college basketball.
Oh, it is. We're loaded. On the women's basketball side, we're just loaded. Everyone's great players return. You look at who was all conference last year. Either you got drafted in the WNBA or you returned in the second round and chose to return. I mean, that's how, that would have been drafted. They were considered a top 30 WNBA pick and chose to return instead, which doesn't really happen on the men's side, but it does happen on the women's side. So everyone's roster is better. And it's really fun. The coaches are still elite and awesome, but it's a ridiculous gauntlet. And but it's very challenging, and it's something that you still get juiced up when next game plan, and it's a completely different prep. So Clemson's a completely different prep than NC State, which was completely different from Louisville, which we had to turn around in a day. So, you know, you got to figure out your staff. You got to learn a lot. You got to communicate very clearly to your players about concepts versus like plays. Just like, okay, this team gives up this concept, or this is what conceptually we're trying to do defensively to them when you have these short preps.
Do you think Louisville always seems to be a championship contender? Now North Carolina State's kind of in that mix too, right? Those are two of the teams that have to be national championship contenders.
Yeah, absolutely. Those two teams for sure. There's a couple of teams that it reminds me of that year when Syracuse on the women's side ran through and surprised everybody except the ACC when they ran to the Final Four, because I remember saying in the ACC semifinals, whoever wins the Syracuse Louisville game, this matchup. But they're both Final Four teams. And I remember the press room kind of laughed at me. I'm like, I am telling you, I just played Syracuse. We played Louisville. Both of these teams are Final Four teams. And that was the year that Syracuse went. There's a couple teams in our league that are right on the cusp there too. And, I like our chances when we get a full roster too.
No question. I think it was the New York Times had a big column piece last week about how women's college basketball has more and more parity, and that's going to be very good for the game. Do you see it that way?
I absolutely do. I think, last year Arizona made a run, and everyone was kind of saying, oh, well, it was a COVID year or whatever. And people were like, you watch that Arizona team. They had a point guard, they had a post, they had a deep shooter, they had a great coach, so they had the pieces. And I think what's happened on the women's side is the bigger conferences are loaded, and the, like I say, because when you get the, we don't have one and dones, and a lot of people had the opportunity to return, so the best players go to the major conferences, and they're staying, they're hanging out. So a fourth place team in a league could be a Final Four team. It could be harder to win the ACC tournament than it could be to get to the Final Four. And so in those respects, the Pac-12's that way too, and the SEC's that way, obviously. And so the, you know, and the Big Ten's really getting very, very good too with the Maryland's and Indiana, who we already played. So, you know, there's multiple teams that believe they're in the top four in the country.
I know your focus is on Clemson on a big game on the road, but you do have some games coming up at the Watsco Center. And I think maybe, hopefully, people are getting more comfortable going out and seeing college basketball. And college basketball, both men and women, there's nothing like it when there are people in the building.
Oh, I know. And I'm telling you, our NC State game, now that game was entertaining. It was high level. It was animated. It was dramatic. There was emotion. There was incredible defense. There were tough shots. I mean, it was a very, very, very entertaining basketball game to the point where the referees, one of the referees was like, wow, this is so much fun, like in the middle of the game, you know, because it was such a high-level basketball game. And that's the kind of stuff that we're putting out there now. So, you know, we've only played two ACC games. We got quite a few remaining. And the ones that are at home are going to be golden for us. So we need everybody to come out.
All right, very good. I know you're on the road here trying to get to Clemson. Thanks for joining us on the show. And the very best of luck against the Clemson Tigers.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Talk to you soon.
Okay, that's University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer joining us on the show. And thanks to Don Bailey Jr., also Jim Larinaga, and new University of Miami offensive line coach Alex Mirabal for joining us here on the Hurricane Hotline. Thank you so much, and have a very pleasant good evening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.